Jennifer Granholm's not just incompetent. She's breaking the law. Violated the Hatch Act, did she, according to special counsel. The U.S. Office of Special Counsel, OSC, has determined that Jennifer Granholm, the former Michigan governor and current energy secretary, violated the Hatch Act during a late 2021 interview because Granholm explicitly endorsed Democratic Party candidates during an October 6th interview in her official capacity with media outlet Marie Claire. That, according to a response letter sent to the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust, Fact requested that the OSC investigate the matter shortly after the interview was published. OSC has concluded that Secretary Granholm engaged in political activity when she gave this response promoting the electoral success of the Democrat Party. So said Erica Hamrick, the deputy chief of the OSC's Hatch Act unit. While she then attempted to backpedal by saying that she was using Democrats as a substitute for certain policies, at bottom, she told listeners that they needed to vote for Democrats and that more Democrats would be elected to pass the legislation they wanted. Her attempt to backpedal does not change the meaning of her words or undo the fact that she was talking about the Democrat Party throughout her statement. Hamrick added that the OSC determined Granholm ultimately engaged in activity directed at the success of the Democrat Party and therefore violated the Hatch Act's use of official authority prohibition. The 1939 law restricts how federal employees can participate in partisan political activity. The OSC determined that disciplinary action wasn't necessary, of course. Hamrick noted that Granholm hadn't received significant training on the Hatch Act prior to the October interview and that it would still send a warning letter to the energy secretary. Ooh, a warning letter. Should frame that and put it on the wall. Ooh, she was warned. See, this is the kind of crap that pisses people off. There's just, they don't. There's never any consequences. The Hatch Act is very important. We just decide never to charge anybody with anything. Unless, of course, they're conservatives, at which point we'll attack. Good Lord. How else would you take it, right? How else would you take it? By the way, the Supreme Court tossing out, speaking of former governors in Michigan, the Michigan Supreme Court yesterday threw out charges against the former Governor Rick Snyder and others in the Flint water scandal, saying a judge sitting as a one-person grand jury had no power to issue indictments under rarely used state laws. Yeah, you can't do that. It's a remarkable defeat for Attorney General Dana Nessel, who took office in 2019, got rid of the special prosecutor, put together a new team to investigate whether crimes were committed during the contaminated water crisis in Flint in 2014 and 15. State laws authorize a judge to investigate, subpoena witnesses, and issue arrest warrants as a grand juror, the Supreme Court said. But they do not authorize the judge to issue indictments. It was a 6-0 opinion. 6-0. Written by Chief Justice Bridget McCormick. She called it a star chamber comeback, a pejorative reference to an impressive closed-door style of justice in England in the 17th century. The challenge was filed by lawyers for former health director Nick Lyon, but the decision also applies to Snyder and others who were indicted. The cases will now return to Genesee County for dismissal. Yeah, they've gotten rid of all of them. This wasn't even a close case. It was 6-0. They couldn't do what they tried to do, said Lyon's attorney Chip Chamberlain. The attorney general's office had no comment on the decision. Snyder's legal team described the opinion as unequivocal and scathing. These prosecutions of Governor Snyder and other defendants were never about seeking justice for the citizens of Flint, said his attorneys. Rather, Attorney General Nessel and her political appointee, Solicitor General Fadwa Hamoud, staged a self-interested, vindictive, wasteful, and politically motivated prosecution. By the way, Fadwa Hamoud says she will continue to seek prosecution of Snyder and others in the Flint water crisis. Yep. The saga began back in 2014 when Flint managers appointed by Snyder dropped out of a regional water system and began using the Flint River to save money while a new pipeline to Lake Huron was under construction. State regulators insisted the river water didn't need to be treated. So state regulators made that decision, not Rick Snyder. regulators. But it was a bad decision because the pipes leached. And of course, then it became about, because of the, most people in the area were black, so then it became a racial issue. It wasn't. State regulators, if they had spent $30,000 on pool chemicals, this wouldn't have happened. Snyder has long acknowledged that his administration failed in Flint, calling it a crisis born from a breakdown in state government. But it's also because Detroit learned of Flint building that pipe to Lake Huron and dumped them off because Flint had previously gotten its water from Detroit, and the Democrats there got irritated at the Democrats in Flint and cut them off early. They didn't need to do that. They wanted to teach them a lesson. So then they had to turn to the Flint River. Anyhow, Dana Nessel assigned Hamoud to lead the criminal investigation along with Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy while the Attorney General focused on settling lawsuits against the state. Hamoud and Worthy turned to a one-judge grand jury in Genesee County to hear evidence in secret and get indictments against Snyder and others. And that's what the Supreme Court said, yeah, no. You don't get to do that. You don't get to go behind closed doors. Oh, we've got indictments here. We're going to charge and prosecute these people, and we're going to do it all in secret. No. No, you're not. So a big setback for, and by the way, a major setback was the line from the Chicago Tribune ripping on Dana Nessel. By the way, Madam Attorney General, you're always welcome on this program to discuss this and any other item of interest to the people of Michigan. Always an open door here, and it will be a respectful conversation. I can guarantee you that. The same goes for you, Madam Governor. Please come. We have the Republicans on here on a regular basis. I would love to have it's an open invitation. Governor Whitmer, Attorney General Nessel, anytime you want. Anytime you want, and I'll give you the whole hour. I'll give you 3 hours. Whatever you want, the door is open always. Quick break on the Steve Huber Show. Back with sports.
If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.
Your time to shop early while the selection is at its best is ticking away. Celebrate your 4th of July with a bang at Sparky's Fireworks Outlet. 3731 Ann Arbor Road, just a half a mile east of the East Michigan Avenue Meijer. Get the biggest boom for your buck at Sparky's Fireworks Outlet. Save even more with a Sparky bundle. Don't let your 4th of July fizzle. Get to Sparky's Fireworks Outlet early and save big before it's too late.